Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love. Have you ever considered what will happen when the language of cosmic love becomes common sense with a common language? Are you aware that this love language is, in fact, the learning process, the creative process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance? Think about that. Such a language of consciousness has the potential to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This is what cosmic love is all about, higher conscience. Give yourself a checkup from the neck up. What do you think will happen to your world and the world at large as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, both individually and collectively? I'll give you a big hint. Take a good look at the worldwide web of consciousness that the internet has created. Consider this new net reality for what it truly is, a global revolution in higher consciousness. The instant, everywhere, interactive internet has eliminated space and time. We're all connected in a global village now. All knowledge is at your fingertips. Knowledge power as never before known to humanity. But where's the cosmic love, you may ask? There's a new net reality shaping the consciousness of humanity. Freedom to know better and the opportunity to do better has far outpaced the ability of our core institutions to keep up with the revolutionary capabilities for all humanity. That's what the internet represents, the evolving consciousness of humanity, the collective consciousness of humanity, and the collective future of humanity. That's where cosmic love comes in. Any good metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of humanity could tell you that. If you step out of the box of contemporary groupthink and if you become an objective observer of the evolutionary ascent of net reality caused by the internet, you will not only see a huge wave of change coming, but also the nature of that change and the role that cosmic love will play in change events. There is a natural evolutionary path to these changes. Cosmic love is the blueprint for that change. It always has been. But humanity is just beginning to grasp the multidimensional consciousness required to navigate the vast, uncharted realm of inner space, the internet, at the heart of the internet. This is the new global village consciousness that is defining the collective conscience of humanity. Let's get real. Net reality is what we make it. Where do you think it's going? How do you think we'll get through the birth pangs of a new world being born? Are you ready for the next big thing in the computer internet revolution? Would you agree that the best way to predict the future is to create it? Cosmic love is the answer to these questions. All I ask is that you listen and learn. See how you can catch the biggest wave of opportunity in history. I'll explain how you can ride that wave for phenomenal win-win benefits for yourself and all humanity. Those hearing this are obviously computer literate, so connect the dots. Get a grip on the net reality of global connection with the benefits of cosmic love. Someone has to do it. May it begin with us, united sovereigns in a united state of cosmic love. Always victory when we love enough, keep the faith, get the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of cosmic love in your world and the world at large.
Greetings, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy for Cosmic Love. Hope you're tuning in, and hope some of you have had a chance to look at the homepage on Cosmic Love regarding the subject of today, which is understanding the 2012 zero-point paradox. the big shift timeline and what's going on through 2012. What are the dynamics? Simple yet profound. So I'm going to go into this concept of zero point and this understanding of how the rate of global change is accelerating and time-space relativity as we know it is virtually eliminated to zero point through 2012. And there's reasons for that, both celestial and terrestrial. We'll be going into that, how linear time is going zero, nonlinear. The law of the circle, the spherical consciousness that's truly spiritual, that concept of nonlinear real-time, fully present being with a consciousness that grasps that zero spherical global consciousness, that concept, just like local space is going zero, global, you know, everything's going global, the instant, everywhere, interactive internet, and how that resonates with what's going on with the cosmogenesis cycles of Earth, you know, our solar system coming into alignment with the galactic nexus, the photon belt. A lot of this is mentioned in links that I've got on the BBS radio homepage for Cosmic Love. The link on cosmogenesis and morphic resonance goes into that in great detail. The point being that there is a relationship, both celestial and terrestrial, as this dynamic process of co-creation proceeds, this process of co-creation between the microcosm and the macrocosm. The microcosm is the atoms, DNA spirals, and cellular systems of the body, and the macrocosm is in terms of stars, galactic spirals, and solar systems, and how the energetics as above, so below, are defining this shift. And these are natural processes. Whether we understand them or not is another thing. I'm going to go into this today. It's going to be a call-in show. You can call in with your questions as we get into this. And you can call in toll-free at 877-876-5227 here in the U.S. or toll-free 888-815-9756 for the U.S. and Canada. And we'll go into different dimensions. If you have questions about social, political, and economic chaos, as a function of the divine order that's matriculating the matrix of reality as we know it. I mean, how this shift is proceeding, as you might say, things accelerate. There's a linking of the light of consciousness as people are waking up, as the veil thins, there's people waking up as never before. And the expression is that light brings up all unlike itself. In other words, the paradigm paralysis, call it stinking thinking, of old habits in civilization and in the behavior of organizations that are self-serving rather than selfless serving, all these records are coming to the surface, and they're coming up for transmutation. And they're in process of transmutation. And this, the interesting thing about this is that there's a figure eight flow, as above, so below, the microcosm, the macrocosm, these energetic, this morphic resonance between the heavens out there and the world within us, within our cells and atoms, within our consciousness. There's a figure eight flow. There's a relationship, and there's a wholly new relationship that's percolating. You might say the morphic grids of the earth, the morphic grids of consciousness, and this is picking up. I mean, it's like I said, things are accelerating. You can say the veil is thinning, but what's thinning, you might say, is our inner and outer relationship. And this understanding of this quantum shift is discussed in Chapter 11 of Emerging Blueprint for a Golden Age, which is a free ebook that's online that you can read. The link is on the Cosmic Love homepage on BBS Radio. And this quantum shift is reaching critical mass. And in this turnaround year of 8808, it's very interesting the dynamics of this process in the collective consciousness of the planet. And some of you are aware that 8808 is also the beginning of the World Olympics in China, which is interesting because there's the Eastern Hemisphere consciousness is been inscrutable, how they process from the right hemisphere to the left more so in a more of a nonlinear way. And the whole Chinese economy and the Chinese people have been rising with all of our manufacturing there, but there's a global consciousness that's integrating, is what I'm saying. There's this relationship of the Western consciousness, which is more linear and logical, and the Eastern consciousness, which is more nonlinear and inscrutable to Western consciousness. And this is the year of 8808, when this as above, so below, or as within, so without relationship is really picking up in the collective consciousness of humanity. And there's a lot of, like I say, politics and economics are far more complex than the science of this understanding of the holographic universe and how Eastern and Western hemispheres of the Earth correspond. For those who understand the holographic universe, they correspond to the left hemisphere and the right hemisphere within our brains. And we are in the universe, and the universe is in us. There's a relationship, and these laws are becoming very well known with pop psychology, the left brain, right brain things. You know, men are from Mars, women are from Venus. There's a third grade 9-year-old take on it, but the higher understanding of it is that it's all connected. And those who've read much about the holographic universe and the geometry of, some call it spiritual geometry, but the order of the universe and the geometry of divinity, geometrically ordered divinity, that there's an order. And some of you are familiar with the fractal universe and the laws of fractal mathematics as correspond to all of nature, and the fractal mathematics in the human body, and Leonardo da Vinci's whole thing of the man squaring the circle, with the human body being a measure of the universe, and how we are between the microcosm and the macrocosm. We have consciousness, and as we involve and evolve our consciousness of how we are conscious, a dynamic happens. It's like the feedback loop. The principle of like cybernetics, which you become conscious of how you're conscious, then the upward mobile consciousness that self-corrects and self-elevates, the concept of salvation as self-elevation is basically the evolutionary movement that goes on with each and all individuals on the planet that's accelerating right now. This is the movement towards zero point. This is the 2012 timeline, which is in a sense nonlinear. When I'm getting into the paradox of all this, the subject today regarding this, the reason I'm opening up to those on the those who are listening, what I'd like to call in, I'm sure some of you have some interesting perspective on this that I would love to have you share that. And what we're really talking about is this process through 2012 is building a new unity, new communities, and It's happening with the internet, which is the network of networks on the mother of all internet, the mother of all networks is the internet. And this divine mother principle, this the spherical consciousness that's truly spiritual, usually oriented to a more of a right brain frame of reference, because the right brain operates in nonlinear ways. And the symbol for that is the circle, the spherical consciousness that has intuitive knowing. And this is the divine aspect of the divine mother, the intuitive knowing without the filters of a left brain linear logic that does not allow knowing, intuitive knowing, to manifest. Well, this process will be accelerating. There'll be more people, as the veil thins through 2012, there'll be more people popping into a fully present knowing of, you might say, the ultimate paradox of the infinite and the eternal here and now. But the time-space equation of this, globally, we're seeing, with the instant everywhere interactive internet, we're seeing all knowledge, virtual omniscience, and being fully present, omnipresent, omniscience, and the understanding of higher power or omnipotence, through the power of love, which is one of the links, this understanding of just this immense power of love that framed all creation in the beginning, and in the beginning how God geometrized, which is ancient Hermetic wisdom, with a divine order that frames higher power, wisdom, and love between the lines. And metaphorically, massaging that message is what the Cosmic Love has been about from the beginning, the show. And this is, you might say, this show in particular is dealing with the specifics of the understanding of the law of God as geometrically ordered divinity, a frame of reference, these universal laws, call them fractal laws of the universe or fractal laws of nature, or call them basically the language of the angels, because between the lines, and if you look at the love model that's on the BBS radio homepage, they're up at the top, the love model, you'll notice there's a circle within the L, of course, it's a full circle in the O, there's a circle in the triangle, and there's a circle in the square, which is really the square has a cross through it with the circle in the middle. And the E in that love model is, might say, the whole point of zero point. The whole, which is greater than the sum of the LOV parts. The law of the L and the love, the L left brain law, laws of consciousness, the laws of basically the holographic laws of the universe, the laws of God, geometrically ordered divinity. O as a spherical consciousness, call it zero point, call it right brain, holistic thinking, whole systems theory. The V is the synthesis of those two. There's like a in the biological model, it's the brain switching between the left and right hemisphere. And it's also the V as the Trinity, as this whole process of thesis, antithesis, synthesis is the creative process, it's the learning process, it's the processes of consciousness at the very foundation of self-governance, the process of what by the left brain, the right brain do. The brain switching, the corpus callosum at the base of the brain switches between the two hemispheres of the brain. And that creative process, the learning process, the processes of consciousness are all synergized in the E. And there's four triangles that come together in the E, and those four triangles are integrated in the capstone, keystone, which is again, the spherical consciousness, which is greater than the sum of the parts. And it's really referencing the understanding of five-dimensional thinking. The five dimensions being the law of the one, the two and one, the three and one, the four and one, in the E, which is the symbol for the pyramid of self or civilization, capstone being the fifth dimension, which is effective sensory perception. ESP, effective sensory perception, is another way of referencing it. But the concept overall is talking about the law of love, the language of love, the law of the angels, how it resonates with the language of the angels at the highest level, and how this whole process of integrating 3D consciousness and space with the fourth dimension and time and the fifth dimension, with a consciousness of how we are conscious. Some would refer to that as God consciousness, geometrically ordered divinity consciousness. Some would reference the fifth dimension as unconditional love. And the key to unconditional love and the paradox of unconditional love is the paradox of zero point, that there are conditions of the law, understanding of the law in action, and fulfillment of the law. And these are the four principles. And the fifth principle being, with fulfillment of the law, you have effective sensory perception with God, love, consciousness. It's a very short way of explaining, you might say, the framework of the universe, of universal law, holographic laws, the language of the angels, the language of the angels. It's a very simple yet profound way to take all that is and provide a frame of reference for it. And the concept here, at this time in history, cosmic history, if you will, is that the more information we have, the greater is the need to get it all in order. And the number one dis-ease, stress of the information age, is information overload. It's just so much information that a lot of people, it's like sensory overload, they just shut down. And there's to provide a simple yet profound frame of reference to organize all information along more enlightened lines, to frame a simple understanding of community with a communication process whereby all our social networks can come into unity with this understanding of how to process information between our ears, in our social network, how to process information along more enlightened lines that frame the foundation for what I refer to as worldwide love. So the worldwide love foundation, you might say, is the fulfillment of the law through zero point. And the zero point paradox, from the perspective of human consciousness, is rather inscrutable. It's like talking about the paradox of the infinite and the eternal here and now. But this is the dynamic and process. And keeping it simple, and yet referencing the dimensions of this, the dimensionality of this, is what I've attempted to do in the free ebook, Emerging Blueprint for a Golden Age. If you go through that, you'll notice, and one way to read the ebook is to just go through all the chapters, there's 12 chapters. You might say the 13th chapter is the appendix, which is this article on the BBS homepage today, the 2012 timeline. Because it is the circle, the law of the one, the circle of wholeness, the circle of community, and referencing a come into unity communication process whereby all the chapters of Emerging Blueprint, all the dimensions of Emerging Blueprint are cross-referenced. And it's like it's insight and outlook for understanding the overview. It's the zero-point paradox really gets to the heart of the what I sometimes refer to as the bipolar disorder in the collective consciousness of humanity. And the healing process, as far as bringing order to chaos and bringing a sense of order, and sometimes I refer to it as crop circles 101, understanding on earth as in heaven, what are the frames of reference that speak a universal language? And these frames of reference, in terms of universal law, convey the understanding of archetypes, as Jung referred to them, modern psychology, Jung, archetypes in the collective consciousness that have governed religious ritual structures and governmental constitutions throughout history. The modeling and the designs on cultural artifacts, petroglyphs, there are references throughout history to the law of the circle, the cross, the Trinity, the cosmic cube, the city four square, the New Jerusalem, the mandalic geometry with you see in Hopi sand paintings and Tibetan sand paintings, the mandalic cross-referencing, these geometric frames of reference are in the collective consciousness of humanity as a organizational framework of truly universal laws. And as we become conscious of how we're conscious as a function of these holographic, holistic, whole system frames of reference, everyone that goes through this process, and I highly recommend the self-mastery, the profile of self-mastery, an 8-page brochure, that there's a link on that at the bottom of the BBS radio homepage on Cosmic Love. You'll have an understanding of how this is truly a universal language. And without the symbol complexity of, you might say, the written language, there is a unified field circle in all these principles, the L, the O, the V, the E, and the love model, and how that spherical consciousness in each of those dimensions, you might say, are integrated in what's called fifth dimensional consciousness. This has been an abstract, and you might say one of in the mysteries and in a lot of New Age online communities, and the concept of fifth dimensional consciousness is bannered around a lot. But providing a frame of reference for understanding it is really the mystery of the zero-point paradox. And it's not a mystery when known. There's a simple way to grasp it. Common sense may be uncommon in the world at large, but there have always been mystics and saints, avatars, who have represented the law of the circle. From Black Elk Speaks, when he talks about the law of the circle, it's just like all through mystical and metaphysical and literature dealing with the mysteries of God. There's the understanding going back to ancient civilization and channelings regarding Atlantis and Lemuria. The law of the circle, the cross, the Trinity, and the pyramid of self and civilization, which, again, looking down on it, is like looking at what mystical Christianity refers to as the city four square, or the New Jerusalem, or sometimes referred to as the cosmic cube in a 3D sense. But all these metaphors are, you might say, integrated in this model that cross-references ancient and modern maps of consciousness, the processes of consciousness, the learning process, the creative process. A lot of dimensions are on this model are provided an emerging blueprint for a golden age. There's many different renditions of the love model from the perspective of governing processes like the executive, judicial, legislative, legislative branches of government represent the blue, yellow, and pink, the threefold flame of executive power, legislative wisdom, and representative love of, by, and for the people. And how they are integrated and cross-referenced in the constitution of love as a frame of reference at the heart of all of our core freedoms. And, I mean, the whole concept of constitutional government, all founding fathers agreed that the model was God government. And an individual or civilization can rise no higher than their concept of God is love, is forgiving, forgiving. And the concept of the founding fathers that they had of God government was along these lines. And of course, they're into the mysteries of God. 52 of the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence were either Rosicrucians or Masons. And of course, back then, the 33rd degree level of the Masonic order was Christhood. And that's been inverted, subverted, and perverted. And you hear about that all over the internet. Almost always you have these conspiracy theories about what's happened with the Masonic orders worldwide and how the 33rd level now is the Antichrist, and when that happened back with Albert, when that happened back with Albert Pike back in the 1800s, and the 100-year plan for their one world government, and you know, all the dark side stuff. There's a lot of stuff out there that's taking the founders' concept, the founding concepts of spiritual geometry, of the pyramid and the capstone, and have inverted, subverted, and perverted it. Now, that's understandable, though, for those who understand the Kali Yuga and the dark cycle of civilization that we're coming through into this, you know, according to the Mayan calendar, into the 2012 zero point. And there's a new enlightenment that's happening organically on netroots level, on a grassroots level, with networks of light workers linking the light of this understanding of basically of wholeness, of holiness, of holographic, holistic, holy principles that are truly universal. And there is a movement towards this understanding in the netroots of the collective consciousness. And it's not happening because of myself or any other one individual, but it's happening in a nonlinear way. And this is the mystery of zero point. This is happening in the collective consciousness, the morphic grids of consciousness in the planet. And people are coming to this understanding all over. So, you know, I'm certainly not exclusive in this, in what I'm talking about. The principle of zero point is a non-exclusive, non-linear, decentralized rather than centralized networking. I call it linking the light of consciousness that's going on with this whole opening of the floodgates of truth. And with that, you've got collateral damage with information overload, you know, with a lot of people getting so much information, not knowing where to go on the internet, and there's so much disinformation, and there's so much what I call BS as a belief systems that are have an agenda of mind control. And of course the whole point of zero point is nonlinear. And it's between the lines. There's no one organization or there's no one a network that is making all the difference. It's that the networks are linking, and the whole concept of the internet is linking the light. And that concept is that the network of all networks, you know, the mother of all networks, is culturing a new common sense and a new evolution or revolution. I like the word evolution as 90% of the word revolution, emphasizing higher consciousness and an understanding of what higher power is as a function of higher consciousness. And this whole process of empowering wisdom with universal love is actually facilitated with this understanding of the love model. And I would call it cosmic love sometimes, but talking about it doesn't do it justice. I mean, there's no simple way to take the mysteries of God and make them plain. The masters have always used metaphor and parable for initiates, you might say, but for disciples, they give strong meat. And when I say strong meat, I'm talking about disciples, those who are disciplined in their consciousness. And, I mean, we live in a world now of very sophisticated consciousness. People with their college degrees, even though so much of college degrees end with a BS, and the MS is just more of the same, and PhDs is so often just piled higher and deeper. And it does educate the holiness out of a lot of people. But at the same time, there's a level of sophistication where people can understand how the love model as a frame of reference for the first principles of universal law language and as the first principles of the holographic universe, the first laws of the holographic universe, how everything is connected. This always comes back to zero point. The connection, the relationships of relevance and ultimate reverence, the holy whole and how it's all connected is really the whole point of zero point, of spherical consciousness, the spherical consciousness that's truly spiritual. And this is all about discernment, the first gift of the Holy Spirit. It's you might say this discernment is the judgment. Now the dark side will always take the concept of the judgment and put a negative spin on it and will reference the concept of the judgment as the end of the world. Well, the end of the world as we know it can also begin the beginning of a golden age. And it's good judgment with the discernment of the Holy Spirit of holiness, holistic, whole systems, integrity, you know, the holy whole, all that is with light and love is the judgment on all that's less than that. So, it doesn't have to be cataclysmic. A man has free will, so anything is possible. And this is the test that's best with zero point. This is the process that's matriculating the matrix, you might say, or percolating a new perception in the morphic grids of consciousness on the planet. And there's an uprising that's going on. And this uprising is a new enlightenment that is culturing an uprising in consciousness of what higher power is. And the link I provide in the article on the 2012 timeline, on the link I provide on the power of love, is that great article on Ho'oponopono that I've copied that's all over the internet, and it just is, gives one great real example of how the power of love with a nonlinear spirit of that is forgiving, the love spirit that is, how it heals insanity in a mental health clinic by a doctor who practiced this process. This was a Native American, actually. It was, if you read that article, he was a kahuna, someone that was raised in the kahuna culture in Hawaii, and had that understanding as he went through medical school and applied it for healing of people, all the patients in a violent mental health ward. And basically, you might say that's the same process that is healing the morphogenic grids of consciousness and the morphogenic grids of the earth. And this is this is the light side of the process that will transmute, you know, the dark side stuff we see coming up for transmutation on the planet right now. So I'm upbeat about the process. I really believe, and the sources I get from multiple sources, from different messengers of the Ascended Masters to people that are just really brilliant at analyzing the trend lines of this awakening that's going on the planet right now. And a good example of this, that, and you can see it on the media, even Fox News. I saw a YouTube video this last week of Fox News that had his feature story on a guy that has developed a process before, and there's been numerous videos, YouTube videos, that have exposed process for taking water and basically using electrical resonance to split the H2O and recombine it to provide extraordinary clean energy for generating power for homes. And that's what this YouTube video was about. And I meant to provide a link this week, but I'll get it back up on the webpage, or you can email me at gnotes@mcn.net or the email address that's on the BBS webpage. There's been numerous, and I have numerous articles on it on another website, that this technology is now available for powering our cars, our homes, and civilization with no combustion byproducts, as with hydrocarbons with oil, and to basically power civilization with no pollution. It's inexpensive. It's clean. The individual in this Fox News video. Well, it was actually, he got 100 miles per 4 ounces of water, and the only thing coming out his tailpipe, I think, was a little condensation. A little pure water was, condensing from the process. And if you think about that, this is, I wonder why, how Fox News usually only provides information that's, from... that is promotes the endless war agenda, but at the same time, I thought about that. I'm saying, well, what do people think when they see that there is this extraordinary solution that garage inventors all across the United States have been coming out with? This all over the world. It's pretty well known now. This technology exists, and I remember I was in Washington, D.C., back in the summer of 74, at one of Buckminster Fuller's World Game Studies workshop that was devoted specifically to that subject of hydrogen, energy, power grids. And the work of our month-long workshop with Buckminster Fuller was a book called Energy, Earth, and Everyone, which got in, I don't know even if it's available anymore, but it got into how this clean energy was available, and that the power grids of the Earth, how they could basically, in a decentralized way, distribute this power. And, of course, the reason I'm interested in this subject of how power, physical power, is available, it really comes down to that won't happen until the power of love in the collective consciousness of humanity reaches critical mass to basically overrule, when love is the rule, then love rules, to basically overrule the self-serving, organized greed with the all these bubble economies that we see, whether it be the bubble economy that was created with the housing industry, and mortgage paper, or the bubble economy with oil that we now see. And if you think about how the technology exists, and it's even out there in mainstream media, that the technology exists to entirely transcend this all this hype about oil scarcity and all the damaging effects of hydrocarbons on the environment. and the pollution and the mercury and on and on and on and on, that there's a solution for it. It's a self-evident solution. It's mainstream media is carrying it. And I have to wonder, you know, this is referred to sometimes by the media, technologies like this, as technological dislocation or technological, it creates a technological dissonance because it's out of the mainstream use of technology and is basically, you might say, the judgment on the institutions as we know them. So there's a certain level of cognitive dissonance created when almost all the media we get is regarding the oil shortages, oil prices, or, you know, the problem with oil, and every, you know, the problem with oil, when the solution pops out and will be, you know, on a video that's all over the internet and was on Fox News, that we have a, you know, technology to eliminate all these problems, but we don't hear about the solution. So there's a cognitive dissonance, and this is what the zero-point paradox is about. There's a cognitive dissonance regarding the law of the one, the law of the circle, the law of community, the law of communications, whereby we can all come into unity along more enlightened lines of love, universal love. And the keynote comes back to the higher the concept, the greater the results, to basically make plain and simple the understanding that a child is clearly, you know, can understand how God is love. And that obviously has become educated out of the mainstream to where we have technologies that are poisoning us. We have a health care system that's 97.5% disease care because Big Pharma, petrochemical distillates, you know, using drugs for whatever ails you, has the same lock on monopoly on medicine, just like Big Oil has a lock on and a monopoly on energy. So the solution is not political or economic through the existing system as it has been. Obviously, there's a big shift going on, and the solution will be self-evident, will be spiritual. It will be the spherical consciousness that is represented by zero point, and we're moving towards that. And I think everyone listening would like to see that sooner than later. Self-evident solutions are only as self-evident as they're perceived. You know, perception is reality. And until our social, political, and economic institutions come into alignment with this understanding of the zero-point paradox as an unveiling of the solutions that are self-evident, there will continue to be cognitive dissonance and technological disconnects with the reality of solutions that are here now. So this is the big drama of the hour, and the test for everyone is to basically do all that they can do to make a difference, if not the difference. You know, the zero-point phenomena, another way of looking at it, as is I referenced before, personal and planetary judgment. And the judgment, it comes back to each individual and how they can look at themselves, their gifts and talents, their God-given gifts and talents that they have, and what they can do to link the light of, you know, more love, more light, more love, and how they can link the light of light workers. But it really begins with the ancient admonishment to know thyself, and to know thyself as God and then know the enemy. So we can't give what we don't have. And the self-assessment profile, the profile of self-mastery that I've referred to with a link at the there at the bottom of the BBS homepage on Cosmic Love, is a really good place to start. It's a way to take inventory, you might say, in your own circle of wholeness, your own components to the capstone for self-assessment in terms of effective sensory perception of a fifth-dimensional nature. And it's a very simple, do-it-yourself brochure that your children can take, that you can take, and it gives you an objective way to look at that which has been subjective about yourself, your gifts and talents. It's a tool for a self-assessment and self-mastery. When you know better, you can do better, and that's kind of the message of the zero point paradox, is to understand that which has been unscrutable, and then it's no longer a paradox. So I'm going to be wrapping up with a the bookend here. The end of the show is kind of a meditation. Don, are you there? Hello? So that's it for Cosmic Love. Look forward to talking with you in a few weeks. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the Internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the Internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the Internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the Love Model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. the five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where light workers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.